So today's daf in Masechet Temura is daf Chof Beit, and we are holding right at the beginning of a brand new perek. We are at the fourth perek, Vlad Chatat, at the bottom of Chof Aleph Amud Beit. So as we know, we have five Chataot HaMetot, and as we'll see in our Mishnah, they're really divided into two separate sections. The simple part is that a vlat chatat, tmurat chatat, v'chatat shemetu ba'aleha, yamut. There are three that require no further elaboration. If a chatat has a child, a chatat that was exchanged for another, and this is the tmurah of the chatat, or a chatat whose owners have died, in such circumstances we have aloch l'moshe misinai, that they are all unusable. Of course, the question whether it's literally halacha l'moshe misinai, it was only halacha l'moshe misinai on one, and we got confused and we added, or on four. But in any event, we treat all of them as the basic chataot hametot, and these three are a given. Now, there are two more, which are a little bit more complex because they depend on circumstance. And that is a chatat she'ibrashinata, so it's no longer within its first year, so it's not a bat shnata, or it was avda v'nimtzeit ba'alat mum, it was lost and found as a ba'alat mum before the owners had been mitchaper with another chatat. So then, im kipru ha-ba'alim, if the owners went ahead and had been mitchaper with another, then indeed that one that was the ba'alat mum is Tamut. And we're going to see later on, in the continuation of our Mishnah, which is separated by the printer, and there's a machlokas Rebbe and the Chachomim about precisely what the din is of a chatat that had been lost, and you simply had set aside another one, not actually gone ahead and been mitchaper with another one, and it was found before the kapara took place. So there we're going to see that Rebbe holds the hafrasha of another one itself already makes the one that was lost a chatat hameta. And the Chachamim say that no, actually, it's only the kapara that makes it a chatat hameta, but that a hafrasha alone would allow it to just graze until it gets a mum, which we say tir'eh ad sh'tista'ev. So it appears that our mission is going according to Chachamim. And the Chachamim, says our Mishnah, would agree that in a case where the chatat that had been lost was found to be a ba'alat mum, then the Chachamim ramoda that after you go ahead and amitchaper with the other one, since you have two problems, first of all, that the animal was unusable because it had been lost, and then even when it was found, secondly, it had a mum, so then it's included in the chatat that was kipper ba'ala ba'acheret, despite the fact that it was found before the kapara. In other words, in that case, they would be made to Rebbe. That appears to be the essential point of our Mishnah. And exactly how Ibrashnata relates to this idea, we're going to have to see, because b'pashtut, the Ibrashnata should belong with the first three, right? Because it's just given that it was Ibrashnata. But we're going to see that that's not the case at all, and that actually Ibrashnata is also dependent on the events that take place afterwards in terms of the kapara with another, to be seen in the Gemara. The chatat, which is a chatat hameta, the halacha is that it's ena osat mura, and if you use it to be meimer onto an animal of chulin, then the tmura does not take place. So in other words, the kedusha has left it once it's a chatat hameta. It doesn't have the chumra of the chatat in terms of its own kedusha. Furthermore, the din of such a chatat is that lo dehanin lo me'alin. Since it's no longer really kodesh, there's no din of me'ila, it doesn't have its full kedusha. Nonetheless, the Chachamim created an iser to be nene from such a chatat. Now, we're going to see that the explanation of this next piece is as follows. We have to put in the words over here. Of a chatat, she'ibrashnata. So that we have two separate things. Chatachi ibrashinata, or if it was of the and found as a balat mum, and the balim went ahead and were mechaper, in either of the above cases. So if the point is that the balim, imad shaloki pua balim, if the balim did not want to be mechaper in another animal, so then the one that had been lost that was found as a balat mum, it should go and put into pasture until it gets a mum. And the one that was found to be, the one that was too old to be used, can go ahead and tera erchitista. And obviously the one that was a balad mum, was found as a balad mum, it can't possibly be referring to here, because it says, let it pasture until it gets a mum. But we're talking about one that has a mum. And that's going to be the reason that the Gemara is going to come out with this understanding of the Mishnah, that there's two separate, we're addressing two separate issues over here. We're talking about, the first is Ad Shelo Kipua Ba'alim, so the one that was nimtzeit as a Balat Mum should be sold. The one that was of Rosh Hashanah but was not a Balat Mum should be allowed to get a Mum, and then it be sold. And then Timacher, whichever the case is, should be sold via Vibidamei Acheret. You can use the dummy to bring another Chatas, and that is a Chatas that comes from an animal that is not a Chatata Meta. Therefore, it has its full Kedusha, as we see that we can use its money. And in the interim, while it still has its Kedusha, Osa Temura, there it can make a Temura, and there, Moalimba, we do have a Din of Me'ilah. Estigamar, my time aloitani luhukabi adari, why don't we just list all five in a row? Why do we first list three and then say Tamut, and then go to the Ibrash Nata, and to the of the answers to the Gemara, it's very simple. Obviously, the Reisha, the first three, are psikale. There's no additional issues. It's very straightforward. You can say it, and it's over. But the Seifa, lo psikale, the last two, are very complex. It depends if the Gadamun, if the Balim was mitchaper, if it was found before, it was found after, and so on. So therefore, we want to keep things very clear. Now, we have exactly the same Mishnah in Masechet Mi'ilah. And why would we repeat the Mishnah twice? Lamali l'mitznei gabi Mi'ilah. Lamali l'mitznei gabi Temura. So why do we have the same Mishnah in Mi'ilah and in Temura? Because as the Gemara Tana Hachaya, because of Temura. So over here the Dinim of Temura are mentioned, and once we're talking about the Dinim of Temura, so we put in the implications of Lo Na'anim v'lo Mo'alim in terms of Mi'ilah. And I did the Tana Temura, Tana Nami Mi'ilah. And when the Tana came to Mi'ilah and needed to say over the dinim of our Mishnah terms of Mi'ilah, there too, I did the Tana Gabe Mi'ilah. Once he needed to say over the dinim of Mi'ilah, he also, Tana Nami Temura, he also said over the dinim, and therefore it ended up being the same Mishnah. Omar Resh Lakish, Echatachi Vrash Natan. Basically, the way to look at a chatat that is too old to be used is that it is unavailable. It's as if it's standing in the middle of a Beit HaKvarot, and the kohen can't get to it because he's not allowed to go into the Beit HaKvarot. In other words, it is no different than any other logistical problem, and it's not considered to be a chatat hamita, and it's ro'ah. It's simply, we let it graze until it gets a mum, and then it can be sold. What precisely we do with the money is a machlokas Rashi and Tosafot and Psochim. Rashi says that it's considered to be like any motrot, and then as it goes to Nidvas Tzibur. Tosafot says that no, it means that you use the money to bring the chatas that it was set aside for. But in any event, it's clear that it's not, according to Reish Lakish, a chatat hameita. Asks the Gemara, I mean, that's absurd. The Mishnah says it is. It's not Shibrash Nata or Avdavanim Tzeit Balat Mum in Kipru Balim Meita. Do you have to the Reish Lakish? I mean, Reish Lakish seems to be saying that it doesn't matter whether the Balim is Mitchaper Ba'acheret or not. The fact that it's too old makes it simply inaccessible. Now, how do you explain that? Omelcha Reish Lakish, I explained it very simply. Kikatani Meita. Where the Mishnah was talking about a Ivra Shinata that is a Chatata Mita, No, the word meta was referring to avdavanim tzeit ba'alat mum, not to the part about ibrashnata. What do you mean, not to the part? Then continue the Mishnah. If we're talking about the case of a ba'alat mum, then it couldn't possibly say that if the chatat was found with a mum, and the Baalim have not as yet been mitchaper, then it can wait until it gets a mum. It has a mum, for heaven's sakes. The Ibe Baalad mum, it does have a mum. Obviously, the Mishnah is referring back to the Chatat Shibra Shnata, as we pointed out in the Mishnah. Omar Rava Hachikama. The way to understand it is as follows. Av Davidim Tzit Baalad mum over. Actually, it is referring back to the Baalad mum, not to the Ivrash Nata. And when the Mishnah originally said it was found as a Balad Mum, it meant it was found as a Balad Mum Over, and you're not allowed to be paid a Balad Mum Over, but it's unusable. So then, Im Achashi Kipru Balim, so then it's Meta, because it still has the Tartil Reyuta, it was lost, and furthermore it has a Mum that at the time meant it couldn't have been used. Though it is a Mum Over. But if it's before Kibru Baalim, so then wait until it gets a mum kavua. And that's the meaning of let it graze until it gets a mum. Tirech tistaev a mum kavua v'timaker, and then you could sell it. Omar Rava, so Rava said to Rava, shtei teshuvot badavar. There's two reasons why your approach is absolutely impossible. Choda de imken yishmor mi boilei lemite. First of all, it's talking about that there was a mum over on it already. Then the Tana should never have said, wait until it gets a mum. The Tana should simply have said, wait until we see whether the mum becomes permanent in it. So Yishmar, let's wait and see whether it's going to lose the mum. V'od, and furthermore, it makes no sense to say this pshat on Rish Lakish, because Rish Lakish couldn't possibly have meant to say that the Mishnah is not referring to a Chatat Shibrash Nata, and somebody just dribbled some ink into the Mishnah that said, Vishi Ibrash Nata, for heaven's sakes, Lama Yilchatakatani. Why in the world is it in the Mishnah if it isn't being addressed in the Mishnah? This is absolutely absurd. Elam Arava, the way to understand the Mishnah, I'll leave it to Rish Lakish, is as follows. Hachikatani. Chatat Shibrash Nata, and furthermore, Avda. So in other words, the word Avda later on is not referring only to the case of the Avda v'nimtzit Baalat Mum. So it's Shibrash Nata v'Avda, or Avda, not Shibrash Nata, but nimtzit Baalat Mum. So in both of these cases, we have Tartil Reyuta. So if it was Achash Kipra Baalim, both of them would be Metot. Because you have Tarti L'Reyuta, either Avrash Tata Vavda, or Avda with a mum. Kolim Shikibru Baalim, then Tirachiti Stevati Macher. So that basically the Mishnah is giving another modality to the Chatata Mitav Avda, either Avda with another Reyes of a mum, or Avda with another Reyes of Avrash Nata. Now, I know that you're bothered, the Gemara is assuming, by the fact that we would have to say two different types of Tartil Reyuta. Couldn't we have used one and we get the picture? No. The Tzorech L'mitne, we would need both examples. Tzorech L'mitne Avda by Baalat Mum and Avda with Avrash Nata. Even though they're both examples of the same Yesod, namely Tartil Reyuta, where the Baalim was Nutchaper Bacheret. The Ita Nagavi Rosh Nata, if we only had said Avda, where it was too old to be used, I would say, okay, you know why over there the Avda is effective to make it into a Chatata Meta? Because even before it had been Avda, it was useless as a Chatat because it was too old. The Chatat has to be Bachnata. Mashen Kena Baalat Mum. That would be perfectly usable without a mum. So, Yilo Muma would have been Chazia. And now it's found with a mum. Say, Melotani Lavda, why should the Avda turn it into a Chatata Meta? Perhaps not. Vitani Gabi Baalat Mum, had it said the case only of Baalat Mum and not Ibrash Nata, I would have said, you know why over there, Atabuda Banyala Avda? You know why Avda was effective there to turn it into a Chasat HaMeita? Because you cannot use a mum for anything. There's no korban that's kosher with a mum. But an Ivrashna, that's perfectly kosher for many korbanot that are supposed to be 2 years old. So over there it's chazil akrava imalotani lavda. Maybe avda wouldn't be so useful. Therefore, Tzricha, we need both of these cases. Ask the Gemara, could Rava really have said that a chatacha avrashnata and was avda as meita? I thought Rava was the one who said, Vama Rava, avida delaila, a chatat that had been lost during the nighttime, and you were mafresh another one, and by morning you found it, is not called avudaro. Lav shma avida, even according to Rebbe. In other words, even according to Rebbe, who holds at the moment that you're mafresh another korban, you're basically turning the one that was avuda into a chatata meita. But that's only if it was avuda during a time where it could have been brought as a korban. But over here, since it was avuda only during the nighttime, where anyway nobody can look at it as a korban because it's not the zman of hakrava. So because of that, it's not considered to be a chatata meita at all. Now, if that's the case, the same yesod should apply to Avrashnata. Because Avrashnata, for all intents and purposes, it's always nighttime. So when it was lost, it was avudah at a time when anyway it wasn't roi l'akrava. In which case, according to Rava, it makes no sense to apply the din of avudah to an Avrashnata. Says the Gemara, now wait a minute, the two cases are not the same at all. Lo dani, aveda delaila, lo chazia, lo lagufa velo de dumai. You cannot use an animal in the nighttime, not itself as a carbon, nor could you buy a carbon with its money to be microfit in the nighttime. So therefore, it's completely out of the running of its connection to the Mizbeach. A case of a chatat shavrash nata, which you're right that you can't bring it itself as a chatat, but you certainly have it sold and used before it was avuda. It was still waiting to be sold, to use its money. And therefore, it's considered to be avuda at a time that is roi l'akrav, and they're not comparable at all. Now, we have a problem with Rava's pshat, who says that you need tartil reyuta, which is the way he ends up understanding the Gemara, according to Rish Lakish, either tartil reyuta of a balad mum and avuda, or tartil reyuta of yibrashinata and avuda. It's not. Now, we know the case in Yuma in the Mishnah. It's talking over there about the two Seirim that we do the Goral, and one comes up Lashem, and one comes Lazazel, and they have to be matched, and so on. What happens if the Seir Lazazel dies? So it says over there, bring another two Seirim, do a Hagralah. The one that is the Azazel and the new Hagralah is sent to the Azazel, and now you have basically two Seirim that are Chataot, La Hashem. What do you do with them? So the Mishnah continues over there to say, the first one is brought La Hashem, Vahasheni, and the second is Yera Achis Ta'ev, let it go grazy, kill it, gets a mum, let it be sold, V'yimachev Yipludam Avle Nadava, and you use its money for a Nidvas Tzibur. V'she'en Chatat Tzibur Meita, because it's not a Chatat HaMeita, because a Chatat of a Tzibur is never meta, as we saw. Okay, mashma, that's the only reason, because it's a chatat sibur. But an equivalent case of a chatat yachid, in exactly this case, would be meta. Now, Rabbi Yochanan explains, Vama Rabbi Yochanan, look, the din is that balei chayim are nidachim, that if you have a korban that could not be used for any time at all, during that time, it was possible, and therefore it becomes nidche for the rest of its life, even though it's still alive. That's a machlokus, but even living things can become nidche. And therefore now, when the Kohen comes to be marked with the Seir LaHashem, out of the two Seirim that are in front of him, he has to take the one from the new Goral. And the other one, so he's b'sheni shebezuk sheni mitchaper, the other one which was unusable because its mate, the original Azazel, had died. So the idach, the first one from the first kama, from the first the first pair, the din of that is that it's the equivalent of the chata she'ivra shenata, and it's wait until it gets a mum. Now, this case is exactly the same. Havile ki ibra shenata, right? And it's basically was unusable for that period. V'taima, the only reason that we're saying that it's not going to be a chatat ameta is because a tzibur doesn't have a chatat ameta. But if it had been a yachid, it would have been meta. And that's true even without its having been an avuda, and that doesn't make sense. According to Rava, Rava says you need to have tarti l'reuta, that it needs to be both avra shenata v'avda. Malacha says, Rava, you're right. I agree 100%. This Mishnah is saying that chata she'avra shenata does not require avuda to die. And I got to tell you, I agree 100% with that. I was coming to explain Reish Lakish shita. Now, I know that this is a problem. I'll leave it to Reish Lakish. Yes. And if you're going to turn around now and you'll ask from this on Reish Lakish, the way Reish Lakish understands our Mishnah, and you'll say, why does our Mishnah say that you have to have Tarti L'Reyes and it was found as a Balat Mum? Isn't it enough that it should be with even one Reyata if it was Avuda? It's the equivalent of Dihui. It's not a problem. Because here's how he will answer it. He will tell you there's a big difference between Dihuyin and between Avudim. Dihuyin Lachud v'Avudin Lachud. And it is not the same. You were saying, well, this is exactly the same case. It's not exactly the same case. Because a chatat that indeed was nidchet from its ability to be used and never lost is indeed meta. But a chatat that was simply lost is not considered to be nidchet. It's usable, you just don't know where to get hold of it. And therefore it needs a tarti l'reyata. There needs to be something else wrong with it. And for a very simple reason. My time, avudim daitin aluyim. The avudim, the person doesn't give up on them and shunt it aside. He's intending, hoping, dilma mishtaka, maybe they will be found. And therefore, it's not considered to be something that is nitche. Nitche means pushed out of the way. But a dechuyin is, by definition, pushed out of the way. It's unusable. It's lo hadri mitchazi. There's no way for me to make it usable again. And therefore, there's a big difference between a chata dechuya, which can die as a chata tameita, is not considered to require any other reyuta, and the case of the avuda, we're over there, it does require another reyuta before it's going to be significant that it was made. Gufa, Omar Rava, avuda delayla lav shma avuda. Getting back to what we said about Rava before, that a chata that was lost during a time which was unusable anyway, so it was lost at night. Lav shma avuda is not meta. Now, the question is precisely who Rava was making that statement according to. I'll leave it a mot. Was he making that statement according to the Rabbanan, as we pointed out earlier? That wouldn't have made any sense. Because my Arya de avuda de laila. I mean, according to the Rabbanan, even an avuda de yom, afilo avuda de yom, doesn't die if it was found before kapara nami. Because, as we're going to see very soon, the Amri Rabbonan, Avuda b'sha'at afrasha, is roha. If the Bailam had not been mitchaper, so then, just because you were mafresh another one, doesn't mean it dies. You wait until it gets a mum and you sell it. Ella, therefore, Rava has got to be saying what he was saying, Aliba the Rebbe. That was his chiddush. And Rava is coming to tell us that even according to Rebbe, there is an important difference. And therefore, what he's saying is that at Kaloka my Rebbe, where did Rebbe say in the continuation of our mission later on, he was only referring to when it was lost during the day, Alaveda de Yom, Avalaveda de Laila, Filo Rebbe Meida de Laria Azla. Even Rebbe is Meida that it would be Azalaria. Or, you know what I could say, Abshad, that is different? I could say that Ibait Ema, Leolam Aliba de Rabbanan. Maybe Rava was going, even according to the Rabbanan, Vachbamayaskinan, Biavuda, Bishat Kapara. It's talking about over here where the Baalim had indeed been mitchaper with another one before it was found. And Rav is coming to say that where did the Rabbanan say that if something was avudah, when you went ahead and were mitchaper with another one, that it would die? Is only if at the time when it was lost, this of course is a great expansion of what we understood Rav to be saying, that if at the time that it was lost, it had been usable. So the beginning of the loss was beyond. But in this case, where the beginning of the loss was Balila, the loss is not considered to be significant because it basically doesn't register. And therefore, lo, even the Rabbanan would, even though it's Laka Kapora, the Rabbanan would have said that it's still not considered to be Echatat HaMeita. Omar Abaye Naktinan says, Abaye, look, we have basically an approach that we were Makabel, that Aveda, when it's Aveda, is Dafka Aveda. It doesn't mean that you don't have access to it. It means it's lost. That does not include Genuva, where someone had stolen it. That's not called Aveda. So when we say that a Avuda is one of the Chatat HaMetot, we mean literally that that's the way we were Makabel Halacha Moshe Sinai, not stolen, not robbed, Aveda Velo Gizula, Dafka, actually lost. Now, what do we mean by that? What would be considered to be avudah yechidami avidah? Omer Rav Hoshaya, what it means is that you don't, even for momentarily, you don't have access to it. Even if, let's say, afilu achat bedro, maybe your chatas got mixed up in the rest of your flock. And even though you're looking at it, you cannot recognize the chatat, that's considered to be avudah. As a matter of fact, even if the chatat got mixed up in one other animal, you don't know which one it was. So, afilu achat biachat, if you have one animal of chulin and your chatas, that's also called avudah. Rav Yochanan says, forget about that. Even if it was a chorei hadelet, even if it was hiding behind the door, where over there, it's considered to, since you don't see it, it's considered to be avudah. Yiboylo. When Rav Yochanan said Achorei Adelet, was he saying even or only? Was he saying Achorei Adelet, who deleket de kochazi? Since it's behind the door, nobody sees it. But the case where it was mixed up with other animals, it was Avroi, where there are people who see it, the Iker de kochazi. So then there are people looking at it. That's not called Avudah, even though they don't recognize it. Or was he saying that even Achorei Adelet, where all you need to do is look behind the door and you can see it and have it. Turn around your nose. Chazile. And that still, even that's considered to be avuda. Kol shekein, where it's mixed up and you don't have any idea which one it is. Avroid loka chazile. Take it. That question stands. Omer of Papa, Gamrinon, we also have a Kabbalah that avuda mimenu. If the owner doesn't know where it is, but the shepherd does, that's not called avudah. Koshket avudah miro'eh v'lo avudah mimeno. It's certainly where the owner knows where it is. Now, what I'm not sure is if it was avudah both from him and from a shepherd, but there is someone who knows, and, ultimately may telephone him and tell him where it is. Is that considered to be avuda or not? My, that question also stands. Boy, Rav Papa, another question that Rav Papa raises is if you had a avuda and you were mafresh another one, you went ahead and you were shocheded, you were mekabel the dam already, and the dam is there in the coast, and before you sprinkle the dam, somebody shouts, whoop, 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 we found the first one. Is that considered to be Liachar kapara or not? I mean, technically speaking, the kaparaz is rikat adam. Mao. Yes, mao according to who? I mean, alibid aman. Surely, I mean, ilim alibid a rebbe. According to rebbe, even if you were just mafresh another one, forget about shechting it. He says, avudah b'shat afrasha alone is meita. Elaki kami b'ayelei Rav Papa's question was only alibid a rabbanan. Do we say that when did the rabbanan say avudah b'shat afrasha is still ro'ah? That's only if you didn't all go so far as already to be Makabal, the Dam, and the coast. But in this case, we're already shechted. We're mekabel v'dam. Maybe the rabbanon would hold that kol ha'omed lizrok is zaruk dami. That something that is now about to be sprinkled is, for all intents and purposes, sprinkled when it comes to passeling the one that was left behind, and therefore it would be a chatat ha'meita. Well, Dilma, kama delo yisdarek dam. Do we say as long as the dam has not been mechaper, it's the equivalent of avodah b'shat afrashat damya, and it would be raya. Now, there's another approach to Rav Papa's suffix before. Maybe really Rav Papa was questioning what the din would be according to Rebbe. But we're not talking about a chatat that was of the where you were mafish, another one where we know what Rebbe holds. We're talking about with the same chatat. What happened was, kikami boiler, we have one chatat, we shechted it, and we were mekabel the dam in two separate kosot. One of the kosot was lost. He went ahead and he did the zrika from a koshemi, and that's the meaning of dam bakos. Now, the question over here is, we know that there is a machloket, and there's a whole discussion in Yuma. If you were makabel the dam of a chatas in four separate kosot, and you used one of the kos to give the matanot, is the din of the remaining three cups that dam is dachui and therefore should be spilled out, or is it shirai, or is only the leftovers in the same cup shirai? So, and if that's the case, of course, then it has to be put on the mizbeach, not poured out into the yama. So, aliba d'mam d'yomer koso seh chaveo dichui lo tiboy loch. Rav Papa was not asking, according to Bam d'yomer, who holds that once you use one kos, you basically have destroyed the usability of dam in the other kos. Because according to that, of course, we would have over here avuda plus dochwe. So we'd have a tarti l'reyasa. But kitiboy l'cha libedaman merkos shoshish chaver or shirai. According to the man Yomar, who holds that it's not considered to be dihui. So do we say that that's dafka ani mili echad itun l'tarvayu d'chol echad boy zarik? That's where both of them are currently usable. They're in front of you. And you could choose whichever you want to be zore. Mashiachin, in this case, since one of the kosot was lost, that's worse. And it's considered to be dichui. Avalacha haleka. Odil maloshna. Or maybe it really doesn't matter whether it's currently the one that you could use, since you're not using it anyway. And therefore, loshna. And even if you cannot be zorek, it is considered to be shirayim, not dichui. Teku. That question as well stands. Continues the Halakha Mishnah. Hamafrish chatat va'avda. Somebody goes ahead. He's mafrish a chatas. He lost the chatas. He brings another chatat instead of it. And now, v'acharkach nimtzit harishona. Now, this is 100% Talmud, because over here everybody agrees that you are certainly considered to be a chatat ha-meita if you were found after the kaparat haba'ali. Of course, the mashmot over here is that had it been found before, that the din would have been that it would not have been made, unless, of course, at tati l'reyuta, which is what the opening Mishnah, part of the Mishnah, said. Ha-mafish ma'ot l'chatato, if you set aside money for a korban chatat, you lost your money, and then you take new money, and you're makriv another chatas with that money, and then you find the money, there too the money should be thrown out and to the Yama Melach. Because wherever the chatat is meta, the ma'ot are also metot, so to speak. And the way to die for money is to throw them into the Yama Melach. Hamafrish ma'ot l'chatat ve'avdu. How about if you set aside money, and then you set aside other money, but you didn't use either pile yet. You didn't yet go ahead likachatat from the new pile. Achinim tsaot arishanot, until you found the original wallet. And now you've got basically two piles of money set aside for the same chatas. What you do is you take some of both piles. Yavi mi'elu mi'elu chatat. The leftover money should be used as an edava. Because since you brought from both piles, so neither pile could be considered to be money that was kipru ba'alim ba'acheret, and therefore it's considered to be all motar chatat, anything that's left over, with just additional funds that weren't needed. It's clearly telling us the Mishnah, if you hadn't mixed it, you had selected one, then the other one would have been the equivalent of a chata shekipu ba'alim ba'acheret, and then you would have to throw out the money. You set aside money, the money was lost, you mafrish another chatat instead, and you did not yet get a chance to be makriv at chatat until you found the original pile of money. And the chatat that you have is a balad mum. What do? You sell the balad mum, and now you've got two piles of money. Make sure that you use money from both piles so that you're not going to be able to look at either pile as a ma'ot, which is equivalent of a chatat, shekipru ba'alim ba'acheret. And there too, hashar yiplu l'nedava. Now how about if you were mafrish, not money, but an actual chatat, and it was lost. And now you set aside money to buy new chatat. And you didn't yet, lo yispik l'kachmeh chatat, you didn't buy the new chatat, and now you found your original chatat, but you found it as a balad mum. Here too, you should sell it, and you've got two piles of money again, and now you use money from both piles to make sure that you're not doing the money, and therefore you will have mota chatat, and there's shar yiplu l'nedava, the rest of the money will be perfectly usable. So, if, however, you would have found that chatat as a temima, not as a balat mum, then it seems quite clear that you would use it as a chatat, and then the ma'ot, indeed, would have been yechuli amamelach, the same as the demei chatat that we had before, where kipru ba'alim ba'acheret. Now, how about if you were mafresh your korban chatas? Korban chatas was lost. You're mafresh another animal instead of it. You did not get a chance to be makrivit, and now you've got the first one. Now you've got two chataot. Both of them are ba'alot mum. Both of them should be sold. Again, yielding two piles of money. Use money from both of these piles. Yavi mielu mielu chatat. And here too, you're not going to have any money that is going to be nefel yam ha-melach. You're simply going to have a mota chatat. Everything's great. Vashar yiplu l'nedava. Now, if your mafresh chatas and it was lost, your mafresh another one, and you were not makriv the other one, and before you were makriv it, you found the first one, and now you've got two perfectly valid chataot in front of you, and are you shteyem to be mot? The deal is, use one of them, achat miam tikarev chatat, and the second one is going to have to die. And here is the famous sheet of Rebbe that we've been discussing all along, that if you were mafresh another one, even though you found it before you did the hakrava, nonetheless, hafrasha alone is enough that the other one is going to be a chatat amita. The chachamim omrim, where the chachamim say, no, that's not true. Ein chatat meta, ela shenipsek miachar shekipru abali. We do not have a problem with the chatat amita, unless it was found after the balam had already been mitchaper with another one. And the same thing would be true with the money. There would never be a problem with the money unless they were found after the kaparat habaalim. So this, of course, is going to create some havoc with how we understand the first part of the Mishnah. And we're going to discuss all of this in the Gemara. Hamafrish chatat farehi balad mum. Somebody is mafresh chatas, it has a mum, mochravi aviv b'damea acheret. You simply sell it and use its money. Rabbi Eliezer Rabbi Shimon argues, and he says, im karvashnia ad shalom nishchata tamut shekvar kipru habaalim. In this case, you're going to have a problem, because if you bring the second chatat that you would purchase with its money before you shecht it, the one that you had been poda, shechted to use in your own house for your cholot, obviously. The deal is that it is becomes a chatat ameta in your cholot pot, because kvar kipru abalim, and that would be the equivalent of a chatat shekipru ba'alei ba'acheret, no matter what its current state is, even though it's now in complete chulin in somebody's chulin cholin pot, because it still is a once upon a time chatat, which was kipru ba'alim ba'acheres.